We've got a lot to learn from the animals, haven't we?
We do.
Listening to their instincts.
Ooh. Amen. 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 Our. let yourself sink downwards, down through the spiral stair. That takes you to the underworld temple. Feeling the spiral and the straight as you walk down the stair. Passing through layers of time and experience. Down into the deep place. And just ahead of you on the stair, you will see a small hare. Guiding you downwards. Follow the hare to the deep. And find yourself just outside the temple of Minerva Sulis. Great bronze doors are closed just now. But on the doors are many scenes. Scenes from your life. And scenes from the deep life of the world. Woven together. Study the doors. Study the thread of connection. As you look at the doors, as you look at the images within the doors, you can see a faint reflection of yourself. And you become aware that you are once again wearing the robes of the servant of Sulis. Seeing reflected there your deeper identity as priestess and priest, as servant of the deep, as healer and transformer. As you allow this awareness, this identity to step forward, your eyes are drawn to other scenes on the door. Scenes and experiences and memories that speak of your deep identity and of your service to the deep. You see the tree in the garden and the four great archangels. You see Isabel Gowdy's cottage. You see Tamlin and Thomas Rymer. You see Arthur and Predwin, his ship. You see the caves of Prithai Anun. The two sages. Dueling with magic. Beings who walk through the Mabinogion. You see the archway with the deep mother and the living son. You place your hands upon the door in acceptance of all that you have learned and seen. Allowing that knowing, that resource, that help to flow into you. As you do so, the doors open inward, and you step into the great barrel-vaulted hall. And in the center of the hall lives the great statue of the goddess. And on either side, lining the hall, are the servants of Sulis, contemplating, meditating, keeping open the worlds. And you look at this great bronze statue. It seems very solid, and yet subtly seems to change. Faces changing slowly, imperceptibly. Different colors appearing in the bronze. Appearing gold and silver. Strange, unearthly colours. Black that is like rainbow. Gold that is somehow ultraviolet. You see the goddess and are seen by her. And your attention is drawn towards her. And it is as if you go through the form. Into an even deeper, more private place. A place of stillness, where there is the felt sense of a spiral and an eye, a vortex and an eye. Let yourself be held in the eye. Feel the energy of the spiral. Turning around you. Feel the stillness of the eye. Feel the dynamism of the spiral. Give yourself into the presence of the goddess, into the eye and the spiral, into the stillness. Into the movement. In that moment, feeling the presence of the owl and the snake, and the sound of silence. as you emerge from communion with the goddess, you find yourself standing before her in full robes of a servant of Sulis. And in your hand is a purely red apple. Contemplate the apple with its redness, with its whiteness. That contains the pentagram star of life. It is the poisoned apple on the tree. That gives us immortal life and kills. Stay with the mystery of the apple. Feel your deep identity as the servant of Sulis. Bless the mother and the company of Sulis. And follow the small hare again out through the doors, out of the temple, and let it lead you up the spiral stair. Into this room, into this moment.